With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. Some of the most beautiful sacred choral music ever written has been composed for the evening liturgies of Evensong and Compline, services which date back for centuries. So on today's program, we'll listen to some of this rich repertoire, including works by Byrd, Paulus, Shepherd, Tallis, and others. We'll begin with organ music by the great French organ symphonist Charles-Marie Vidor. His Symphonie Gothique, composed in 1895, was the ninth of the 10 organ symphonies to come from his pen. The second movement, Andante Sostenuto, is a serenely beautiful piece in which a lovely flute melody unfolds over a gentle accompaniment. Todd Wilson performs on the organ of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Andante Sostenuto from Symphonie Gothique by Charles-Marie Vidor. Todd Wilson performed at the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. One of the most beautiful evening hymns is one meant to be sung at the conclusion of an evening service, Savior, again to thy dear name we raise. The text was by John Ellerton, with tune by Edward John Hopkins, who was organist at the Temple Church in London. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral sing, directed by Malcolm Archer, with Rupert Goff accompanying. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in the hymn, Savior, Again to Thy Dear Name We Raise. Music of William Byrd is next, as we hear his anthem, Christe qui lux est et dies, Christ the light and the day, you rid the night of its shadows. This five-voice setting begins with the plain chant for this hymn, which then finds its way into the choral texture with each succeeding verse. Stile Antico performs.
Lumen creus, lumen meatum creus.
Stile Antico sang Christe qui lux esset dies by William Byrd. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Continuing with our program of music appropriate for the evening, we turn to music by Stephen Paulus. Pilgrim's Hymn was composed as part of a one-act church opera, The Three Hermits, on which Stephen Paulus collaborated with librettist Michael Dennis Brown. This prayerful movement has become one of Paulus's most popular and most performed single choral pieces. We hear the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Stephen Layton. Pilgrim's Hymn by Stephen Paulus was performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducted. Psalm 121 is a psalm of assurance that's appropriate for any time of day, but particularly for the evening. We'll hear a lovely contemporary Anglican chant setting of it by Noel Edison, who leads the choir of St. John's, Elora, Ontario, in this recording. Joel Edison led the choir of St. John's Alora in his own Anglican chant setting of Psalm 121, "I will lift up mine eyes." Renaissance composer John Shepherd set the text In Manus Tuas several times. Meant to be sung at Compline on Passion Sunday, the text makes reference to the words of Jesus, "Into your hands I commend my spirit," which itself refers back to Psalm 31. Shepherd's first setting of this text is performed here by the 16. Harry Christophers directs. In Manus Tuas, the first setting by John Shepherd. It was sung by the 16, led by Harry Christophers. The Lord's Prayer takes hymn form in the Lutheran chorale Vater Unser im Himmelreich. German Baroque composer Georg Böhm was a somewhat older contemporary of J.S. Bach and wrote a lovely ornamented setting of this tune for organ. Stephen Tharp plays the Christian Müller organ at St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands.
Thank you.
Vater Unser im Himmelreich by Georg Böhm was performed by Stephen Tharp at St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Song of Simeon, or Nunc Dimittis, is the second canticle for evensong sung following the second scripture lesson. Stephen Paulus originally set this text for chorus and organ. During a recording session, however, he had an epiphany and on-site reworked it as an a cappella piece, which he found more satisfying. We'll hear true Concord voices sing under the direction of Eric Holton. Eric Holton led True Concord Voices in Nunc Dimittis by Stephen Paulus. We return to music of the Renaissance as we listen to Stile Antico sing Thomas Tallis's rich festal setting of the Compline hymn Te Lucis Ante Terminum, a text asking for God's protection through the night. The Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir sang one of my favorite evening hymns, Christ Mighty Savior. The text is a 20th century translation of a 10th century Mozarabic hymn and the tune by former Washington National Cathedral musician Richard Wayne Dirksen, written in 1982. John Eyre conducted and David Kienzel played the organ. Earlier, we heard Stile Antico sing Te Lucis Ante Terminum by Thomas Tallis. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The great canticles for evensong, Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, have received countless musical settings over the centuries. Among the most glorious of these settings are the ones Herbert Howells composed for King's College, Cambridge in 1945. Howells always said that he was inspired in his composition by architecture and the space in which the music would be performed. He also was keenly aware of the choir that would be singing his music in that space. Nowhere is this more evident than in these Collegium Regala settings of the canticles. We hear the Wells Cathedral Choir sing, Malcolm Archer directs, with Rupert Goff at the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of Wells Cathedral sang the Collegium Regala settings of the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis by Herbert Howells. Malcolm Archer conducted. John Rutter's setting of the familiar benediction from the Book of Numbers is simple and straightforward in its melody and harmony, concluding with a sumptuous amen. Stephen Layton leads polyphony and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta in The Lord Bless You and Keep You. The Lord Bless You and Keep You by John Rutter was performed by Polyphony and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. Stephen Layton conducted. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music for the evening. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.